Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. This podcast episode is sponsored by Mercurio. With the help of their crypto-powered toolbox, Mercurio enables companies to take advantage of both fiat and crypto worlds and provide innovative payment solutions for end customers. The news highlight of the day is PayPal added passkeys as a new login method. PayPal has announced today that passkeys are being added as a new passwordless login method to secure PayPal accounts for iPhone, iPad, and Mac users on PayPal.com, with plans to expand passkeys to other platforms as they add support. Breaking news. Novus pivots to B2B and shuts consumer business. The company set out on a mission to link consumer spending to ethical brands and projects. Now it plans to help larger financial organizations with their ESG goals. Fireblocks launches digital asset payments engine. The new suite of tools will enable payment service providers with the ability to provide a blockchain-agnostic end-to-end solution for merchants, entrepreneurs, and creators to accept, manage, and settle digital asset payment transactions across any geography. Fintech innovation. Go Cardless launches Protect Plus, an end-to-end fraud prevention solution that detects fraudulent activity and protects merchants from potential losses through enhanced payer verification, 24/7 fraud monitoring, and chargeback challenges. Adyen launches embedded financial products. Adyen has broadened its offering by taking live two new embedded financial products, Capital and Accounts, which are now available to platform and marketplace businesses in the US and Europe via Adyen's single integration. Carta launches e-commerce financial management platform in the US. The service seeks to simplify financial management for e-commerce teams through the provision of financial oversight tools. AJ Bell adds US stocks to share dealing app Dodl. This means customers can now own some of the world's largest listed companies through Dodl's low-cost and simple mobile offering. Banking innovation. Sazo Bank deploys Baffle data protection services to protect sensitive customer data, ensure compliance with stringent regulations, and support the bank's migration to a highly scalable cloud and microservices architecture. BNY Mellon rolls out a new aggregated payment platform. Institutions can now provide their payees with access to Via's wide range of payment choices, including real-time payments via RTP, same-day ACH, tokenized payments with Zelle, and debit cards, all on a client-branded front end. Mambu extends reach across Google Cloud, AWS, and Azure. The FinTech's cloud approach allows complete flexibility for customers to meet ambitious expansion plans seamlessly, giving customers the choice to use the most secure, reliable, and high-performance technology stack available. CBA launches app to help charities accept digital donations. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia Bank has launched the Smart Giving app, which helps them accept donations via its smart EFT point-of-sale terminal. Partnerships. Brancas and CRIF launch a credit scoring system for borrowers with no credit history. Under the partnership, Brancas will enable the collection of bank statement and other data sources, and CRIF will then apply its machine learning algorithm to the data to generate a credit score. Zimpler partners with Primer. The partnership will allow merchants across different segments to immediately access Zimpler's account-to-account payment solutions through Primers with clicks, not code. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another daily fintech podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.